You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Strap yourselves in, people. I'm going on tour for the first time ever, and I am so here for it, bringing our wild and wonderful Glad We Had This Chat podcast to a venue near you, promising you an unforgettable night of unbridled honesty, unfiltered opinions, F-bombs and fearlessness. Come join me and a stellar lineup of special guests as we talk all things skincare and beauty, along with frank discussions about life's adventures, challenges, highlights and joys, with exclusive on-stage skincare demos, entertaining Q&As and a healthy dose of unscripted hilarity. This is Caroline Hirons, me, live and apparently on steroids. It's happening. Get your tickets now at carolinehirons.com and secure your spot. Here we are, folks. The most insanely efficacious, sensorial, luxurious cleansing balm in the world has landed. I don't need to tell you what it takes to put my name to a cleansing balm, and this one had one mother of a brief. The Skin Rocks Cleansing Balm is the best balm ever created, and one I would choose every single time over anything I've ever used. 5 roller coaster years of fearless ambition, sky-high expectation, tears, triumphs, and F-bombs. No pressure then, but what a result. Undoubtedly my most anticipated product, this was by far the hardest to make. The texture and crunch that took 4 years to perfect, its ability to decimate literally everything on your face, the R-in-a-jar scent, the paperweight heavy hot pink glass, I mean literally everything I adore in a cleanser has been distilled into one glorious jar, and it is absolutely spectacular. Transforming from a solid balm to a rich replenishing oil, this barrier nourishing balm is formulated with the same innovative lipid advanced complex as the support oil to deliver supreme skin barrier support and help improve skin firmness, elasticity and hydration. There is simply nothing like it. It's £55, it's ready and waiting, and there is no dupe. Right, welcome back to Glad We Had This Chat, everybody. Listeners' questions of the pod, and I'm joined this week by Nicholas Travis. And obviously, we're going to be doing skincare specials. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let it rip. Pretend we're at dinner. Okay. I want that Nicholas to show up for this. You ready? Do you think that cheaper branded skincare that I can buy in Boots or Superdrug can really compete with high-end brands, or are we fooling ourselves with affordable options?
I think it depends on what you're really looking for. So if you're looking for straight up hydration, go for the cheaper option.
Yeah, you're fine.
If you're looking for an SPF, it doesn't really matter. You just find one that you love and you reapply.
You're going to use the texture. You're going to like the texture.
If you can get prescription tretinoin, amazing. Please go buy that.
Yeah.
So I think it really depends on what you're really looking for and what product.
And also your age. Like I am, because when you're postmenopausal, the skin is less forgiving.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't use a tret. My face would fall off.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't happen.
Yeah, absolutely. But you can use your tret on your body. Like you can
use
it on your knees, elbows.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes.
Yes.
Okay. Do you think skin type classifications like oily, dry, combination are outdated, or can I still use this as a guide when buying product?
Oh, I think it's a little, honestly, I think it's a little bit outdated.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because if, let's say, you're oily, right? And I've had customers who come in and they're like 40s, late 40s, and they're 50s. And they're like, oh, my skin is really oily. But then I was like, babe, I think it's just dehydration.
Or your skin was oily when you were 15 and you've never gotten over it.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's outdated. I think the best thing to, the way to shop is essentially what your skincare goals are and what actives. So go for the actives.
Go for the what you're trying to treat
exactly.
Rather than how your skin feels on the daily.
Exactly.
Because you can generally fix that with cleanser and moisturizer.
Exactly.
I think I've completely ruined my skin barrier. I've been using a new higher strength retinol every evening and my skin has become red, extremely irritated, and I'm starting to break out.
Yeah.
I have no idea what to do to get my skin back to normal. Please help.
Yeah. So if this happened to an Alyssa skin or somebody who wants to buy Alyssa skin, I would say simple is really great. So a simple cleanser, so a hydrating cleanser. I would do the copper tripeptide repair serum because that repairs and rebuilds the barrier and reduces inflammation. Then I'll use a recovery cream balm, a thick moisturizer. You don't have to use all balm. You can use, just use a thick moisturizer. Seal it with an oil, and oil is really, really great. It's so underrated. I feel people don't use oils enough, but use a great oil to just reduce transepidermal water loss. And follow up with this zinc oxide cream. Not the ones that you can put on your face. So like triple paste.
What he means is don't use nappy cream.
Don't use nappy cream, yeah.
And also, don't use too strong a vitamin A too often.
Yeah. And you know, the thing with vitamin A or retinoids, it's not the concentration. It's really slow and steady. It's like a marathon, right? Like studies have shown that you could use a low strength one twice a week, three times a week over a period of time, you get the same results as using something really strong like every day.
Yeah, that's what I keep trying to say with our retinoid too, because it's a strong one. I keep saying to people, you don't need to use it every day.
Yeah,
use it every other day and every second day. Yeah. It's showing you get the same results and you'll save money because you're not using as much product.
Right.
Okay, you ready for TikTok trends?
Yes.
Okay. Natural Botox. I'm already laughing. Fill half a bottle with castor oil and half with jojoba oil. Add 20 drops of frankincense. This can't be real. I can't. Shake the bottle and apply to your skin twice daily. In just 2 weeks' time, your wrinkles will be less visible and your skin will be tightened. No, it won't.
Also, Botox means you freeze your muscles. Like, you stop moving. So how is that?
No, you're not going to do... There is no natural Botox.
No, there's no natural
Botox. You need
Botox.
A needle.
Yeah.
And something like a Botox.
Botulism.
Yeah, literally. I mean, that's why it's called Botox.
Yeah.
This is why I can't do TikTok. On the whole thing about natural Botox, though, getting past the whole... I think it's just a judgment thing. I don't think it is a financial thing. I think a lot of people, especially women, are just like, oh, no, I can't have Botox because I only use skincare. I don't have Botox, as if it's like a hierarchical thing.
Yeah.
The whole obsession with castor oil, where does it come from? I don't understand.
I think it comes from hair growth. So people apply on their lashes, their brows.
Yeah.
And I think their hairline, because I'm sure you know that people do like oil pulling on the hair.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's been shown to work, it's...
I mean, there is something that says castor oil will work if you can use it and not have a reaction to it.
Consistently, yeah. So I know some of the people on the team, I think they try applying on their lashes and they see it growing.
But it doesn't mean it's a Botox.
No, it's not a Botox.
The internet just jumps all over trends.
And then I don't know why frankincense. I mean, it's a...
Save that for your Christmas candle, babes. And also, 20 drops of it is a lot.
Yeah.
So half a bottle, like, I can't. I mean, jojoba is a nice oil, but it's not going to, like, change the structure of your skin.
Nothing in there will freeze your face.
Nothing.
That's what Botox does.
Nothing will freeze your face except an injected botulism.
Yeah, exactly.
The end.
Exactly.
Face taping won't do it. Castor oil won't do it.
And I don't get it. Just get Botox. What's the big deal? Just get Botox and not tell anybody, right?
Yeah, done.
Don't talk about it.
No, done. You don't have to go out like, oh, I got Botox. Just do it if you want to. Who cares? No one's judging. No one cares.
Yeah.
I think the other thing, the thing we don't really get in beauty is I find on social media, ultimately, no one cares. No one cares about your problems. No one cares what you're doing. No. Everyone's just doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Just do your own thing.
I agree. It's only like you call attention to it.
Stop trying to follow a trend.
Yeah, I don't get it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There are a few things in life that just keep on giving for $3.99 a month. A floppy fuel station sarnie, one small cup of bougie overpriced coffee. I don't think so. Or for the same price, you could be getting a month's worth of skincare insights and know-how from yours truly. A wealth of fresh, expertly written articles on all things skincare and beauty. From our free to download version for essential educational content to our elevated premium experience, the SkinRocks app will revolutionize how you shop and learn about skincare. Whether you're a novice building your first routine, an aficionado wanting deep scientific expertise, or someone looking for the inside scoop on beauty newness, it's all in one pocket-friendly place on the SkinRocks app. With simple-to-use functions that let you filter for your personal profile, save your favorite content, and explore a vast product library with ease, it's no wonder it's called the Google of skincare. Unlock a world of incredible premium content for just $3.99 a month, $34.99 a year, or get a special discount via the podcast with code CHPOD to get £10 off your annual subscription. Period facials.
Huh?
Putting menstrual blood on your face is good for your skin, as the stem cells in the blood can help to regenerate skin cells and have a positive impact.
Ew.
Okay, this is just up there with me for sperm facials.
Yeah, but it's seven sperm.
No, I'm talking about man sperm.
Who does that?
Freaks. Lunatics. It is on. It is out there. I highly suggest you don't Google it because it's not something you want to see.
How do they get it, though, the sperm?
I mean, do you see what I mean? Like, forget it. But also period blood. Something that your body is ejecting, whether it's poo, wee, or blood. Or snot.
Yes.
Or earwax.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you put it back on your face.
I agree. And also, it's also, the blood also has the lining. So it's shedding the lining.
Yeah. You're putting the lining on your face.
So how
I can't. No. Okay. This one is okay. Anti-dandruff shampoo for acne. Using anti-dandruff shampoo such as Head & Shoulders to treat fungal acne.
Yes.
No, but not Head & Shoulders. It needs to be like a Nizoral,
correct.
Antifungal.
Yeah.
It's recommended to massage the shampoo into your face to reduce yeast buildup twice a week. That actually works. I got Max to do that. So there's a shampoo called Nizoral in the UK.
Correct.
I think you can get it everywhere else.
Yeah.
But I mean, it would be similar to Head & Shoulders, but it's not. It's more of an antifungal.
Correct.
So there is a new term, which isn't a medical classified term, called fungal acne, which basically is on especially teenagers, a lot of teenage boys, when they have those tiny, small red, sort of red raised dots across their forehead and on their back and shoulders. You can use Nizoral for that.
Yeah. That's the pinkish. Is it pinkish?
Yeah.
I have that in the bathroom just
reddish,
in case.
Reddish, oh my God, reddish, Nicholas, pinkish. For God's sake. Okay, rice face masks. Cook basmati rice until soft and then blend it to create a liquid consistency. Apply this to your face as a mask and leave for 10 to 15 minutes to achieve glass skin.
Okay.
For those of you who can't see, Nicholas is rolling his eyes to the back of his head like he's had a stroke.
Okay, I would say it's too much effort because you have to buy the rice and boil the rice. And then just manuka honey out of a jar is really so much better. That's what I would do.
To do what? To get glass skin?
Okay, what exactly is glass
skin? Well, let's move on from that. So what would manuka honey do to your skin if you use it?
I use it all the time. Like, it calms the skin. It helps with... If you're breaking out, if your skin is a little bit inflamed, it helps with acne. A lot of great things. I do it. Of course, you just have to get used to the feeling of honey on your skin. But it is so much easier getting manuka honey out of a jar and putting it on your face as a face
than
mask. Than boiling rice.
I mean, I think it must come from rice water. Because rice water is notoriously soft. You know, rice water is soft on the skin. It's a soft water. You can buy rice water for like babies when you're bathing babies and things like that.
Yeah.
That must be where it comes from. But I've never heard blending the rice and putting
it's
that
too
on.
Too much work.
Eat the rice.
Yeah.
Facial flooding.
What is that?
Okay, I can't.
Oh, it's like
facial
a lot of
products. Flooding is the process of applying all skincare products to damp skin. Apply a mist or essence in between each step to keep the skin wet. Your skin is a sponge. Oh, no, it's fucking not. Your skin is a sponge, and when it's wet, it absorbs the products much better. This will build collagen, tighten your skin up, and help you achieve hydrated glass skin. What's the obsession with glass skin?
Okay, Firstly,
so much wrong in that.
Okay,
you go.
Firstly, it does not rebuild collagen.
No,
let's that.
No,
but yes, you should always apply skincare or damp skin.
Yeah,
it depends though. Like,
but you don't have to do damp, then mist, and then apply, and then mist, and then you don't have to mist between every single step.
Get out of the shower, then mist once, and then apply your stuff. But you have to be careful because it does increase penetration.
Yeah.
So if you're using Tret, for example,
you would never use it on damp skin.
Yeah. I mean, I do because it's fine for me.
How did I know you were going to say that? Yeah. I do it with all retinoids. I'll mist use all retinoids for sure.
But I think it really, like, maybe acids, AHAs, if you're using a really strong acidic serum, you may want to use that on dry skin.
Yeah. But your skin is a sponge. Where does this come from? Your skin is not a sponge. Your skin is a brilliant barrier.
Yeah.
If it was a sponge, we'd never be able to have a bath or you would drown. I just can't. It's like people just repeat things and they think that just makes it fact. Face taping. Apply tape to areas with fine lines and wrinkles overnight to prevent movement and reduce the appearance of wrinkles.
Okay, you can reduce the appearance of wrinkles, but only for a short period of time. And also, I've seen people do like silicone patches, right? They just put it, it's just silicones. It just blurs the thing. So
I've got my head in my hands. It's just quite...
Yeah. Why don't you just go get Botox?
Just go get Botox, for the love of God, because then you know it's going to work.
No, I know.
And then it's not the hassle. Who wants to tape their freaking face every night?
I know, but then it...
And your face is going to move. What are you going to do? Tape it during the day? Because you move your face all day long.
Exactly. And then if you take a photo and then you go on a date and then it's like, what? How are you going to hide that, right?
You don't look normal. Oh, I've got my head is taped.
Wait.
Okay, this or that. You ready?
Yes.
God, it's traumatic. I'm sorry I've traumatized you.
No,
dewy or matte skin?
Dewy.
Obviously. Thank you. You said that with the level of disgust that I repeat it.
You can be
dewy.
Dead.
No.
I don't do that.
No. Brow gel or brow pencil? But I feel like your brows are like...
I don't do anything.
Yeah, and it's offensive because they are perfect.
Really? Oh, thank you. I don't really
How do you shape
anything.
Them?
I don't.
You don't shape that?
I haven't touched it in months.
That's really offensive. I don't like you now. AM routine or PM routine?
Ooh, PM. Mm.
Space in chaos or fora?
Depends on which country.
Nice answer.
Yeah.
Very
Space NK in the UK.
Yeah.
Sephora in the USA. US. Yeah.
Cream cleanser or gel cleanser?
Cream in the morning, gel at night.
I love this. Eye cream or face oil? That's just trauma.
Okay. Face oil.
Oh, I'd do eye cream.
Really? Mm. But I can use the face oil on the eye cream.
And I'd use eye cream all over my face.
True. But I feel like if I don't use the face oil, I feel like my routine is incomplete.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Big question for the end.
Yes.
What's your favorite sandwich?
Oh, that's a great question.
I like the intensity of the,
Yeah, like a grilled cheese with extra crispy bacon.
Oh, in the sandwich. Yeah. Or on the side?
It can be either.
You don't care, you'll just take it.
I'll just take it. It has to be extra crispy though. So maybe on the side, but like grilled cheese.
What bread, what cheese?
Sourdough, like blue cheese.
Blue cheese? Yeah, no, Nicholas, you've ruined it. You're back in the sea with the sharks again now.
I love blue cheese. Like,
really?
The stinkier, the better.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's a no for me.
Really?
No. When people are like, oh my God, my favorite dessert would be a cheese plate. And I'm like, why?
Ooh,
why when you can have
much.
Cake would you have a cheese plate?
Yeah.
Cheese
oh, can
plate.
I have an ice cream sandwich? That's even
yes,
better.
You
yeah.
can have an ice
I
cream sandwich.
I would love an ice cream sandwich.
Perfection.
Yeah.
Well done, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's even better.
That's a much better answer.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for answering our listeners' questions and actually my really important question about the sandwich.
I love that.
And that's a wrap for this week. Thanks for listening. I'm back on Monday with a new guest, so make sure you tune in. Until then, I'm glad we had this chat. New episodes are available every Monday and Wednesday. Follow or subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Glad We Had This Chat is produced by Wall to Wall Media.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.